Hey guys, Brian John Spencer here. It is day 31, the penultimate day, over 4 weeks, nearly 4.5 weeks on the road, and here I am in County Wicklow with John Butler, a retired astronomer. We're in the ranks on the Johnstown Road in Slieve Curragh, not that far from Hollywood Village in County Wicklow. I'm looking out the window and I can see the beautiful sun-kissed Wicklow Mountains. Just had a walk earlier this morning, showered, and I just had a lovely lunch. A pot of stews in front of me, wee tipple of Guinness on my right, and an empty bowl of stew and a full belly. And opposite me is John Butler, as I said, retired astronomer. John has been immense with his hospitality. We had a great night last night in Tutty's Bar. I've actually drawn John twice. So drawable is his face and his character. So I want to pass over to John quickly. John, you're born in Cambridgeshire.
That's right. I was born in the village of Duxford in Cambridgeshire.
Can you tell us a little bit about early life? Just very quickly.
Yeah, my father was a farmer and milkman. He had a dairy farm, effectively. And I grew up on a farm, helping on the milk round, weekends, very early in the morning, sometimes in the wintertime. I stayed there till I was as my teens, and then I went to two schools, local school, the village school first of all, and then Sawston Village College, which is about 4 miles away, and after that Newport Grammar School, which is about 12 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually in Essex, so it's just over the county border. And from there I went to University of Edinburgh, where I studied physics.
Physics, okay.
And astronomy.
Yeah, and then you graduated, and then that's in 64?
I got my degree in 63, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, in 63, summer of 63, and I spent a year starting postgraduate in Edinburgh, and then about at the end of that year, I saw an advertisement for a position in the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies.
Yeah.
And it was much on the same lines as I was working on, so about much better. I had a proper grant and salary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I decided to come over for that. So I came over and have stayed ever since.
Yeah, and it's incredible. I was asking you if you're Irish, but I'll save that question for later. Did you have any prejudices or preconceptions about coming to sort of rural early 1960s Ireland?
Well, at that time I was going to Dublin, so it wasn't rural as such.
Yeah.
I only knew from a few friends that had been here on holiday.
Yeah.
And they came back with stories of Ireland. And the sort of somewhat laid back attitude of people here.
Yeah.
Sort of attracted to me. The other thing was, the position I was coming over for was called a scholarship at the Institute for Advanced Studies at Dunsink Observatory, which is just north of Dublin. And it involved the use of facilities in South Africa,
mm-hmm.
Which the two Irish observatories maintained together, mm-hmm. Armagh and Dunsink. And I had family connections in South Africa from the 19th century. One of my grandmother's, her eldest brother, emigrated after he got married and had a family in South Africa, and they all lived there. And so, but they maintained contact down the years by correspondence. And when we were kids, the letters used to be read out sometimes Sunday afternoon tea time. And so, he felt as though he had a contact there, totally different way of life in a different world. So I just thought, well, it might be interesting to go and see that.
Yeah.
And meet these people, which I did.
Yeah.
Before they died, fortunately.
So that was a brief interlude.
Yeah.
Dublin, then to South Africa for 2 years.
I had to go to South Africa for about a year and a half to work with the telescopes there.
And then not long after,
and I brought the material back and then worked on it in Dublin.
Yeah. Mm. But then shortly after that, in 1973.
73, I went to Armagh. Yeah.
Yeah.
The job came. Was advertised there. I did a postdoc in Dublin for about 2 years. Was it 3 years or 2 years? Yeah, nearly 3 years actually. And then this job came up in Armagh, so I went up there.
Yeah.
Very hard to get that time, jobs in astronomy, so you took anyone if you had a chance. Yeah.
But as I was saying to you, I've met a few people on this trip who moved to Northern Ireland or Belfast or wherever in the middle of the '70s, and I would always internally be going like, what the? And obviously you're another case in hand, but then you explained later last night that the man who had your role prior to to him leaving, the reason he left was because a bomb went off.
Yeah, that's right.
So in effect, people were fleeing, but then the likes of yourself, you're basically filling that vacuum, or filling it. But you're also saying that in spite of that that bombing, which was the cause of you being there in a way, you said there was a sense of optimism with the Sunningdale arrangement.
Yeah, my predecessor left. I suppose it was 1972. I'm not sure exactly what year he left, when he left, but it was around 72, and that had been as a result of a bomb. He was married to an American woman.
Yeah.
And she wasn't happy living in Armagh with bombs going off.
Yeah.
Windows getting blown in every so often.
Yeah.
Because they had family, or they was starting a family.
Yeah.
So they left, and. So I was fortunate enough to get the job. And at that time, there was a Sunningdale agreement that's been agreed, and everything seemed to be optimistic.
Yeah, yeah.
It looked as though things were going to settle down.
Yeah.
And maybe there would be peace.
Yeah,
it didn't last very long.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it got bad again, and then the troubles came for a long period. So by that time, I was already settled into it.
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting. So we're on 7 minutes here. This only lasts 10 minutes. There's only 3 minutes left.
Mm.
So my last question really is, so you arrived in 73.
Mm.
You retired in 2006. So 73, signed your agreement. 2006, then the year after, St Andrews agreement. You're living during the week in Armagh, and then you have this retreat in Wicklow, in the Wicklow Mountains. Beautiful. One of the nicest places I've stayed this time around. Can you just quickly tell us, in the 2 minutes or so that's remaining, what it's like sort of being an Englishman in the Republic, but also in the North, and the changes you've seen?
Yeah, I suppose I'm a fairly easygoing by nature, so I'll try to fit in with people anyway. I didn't really have any problems in the North, although most of my friends actually were on the Catholic side there, because having lived in the South, my interests tend to be traditional music and that type of thing, so I got involved in that scene in Armagh. Which tend to be predominantly Catholic, although not entirely. There were Protestants also playing music there. And then the same thing in the South, in the sense, or maybe the opposite way around. Here, I was obviously, I wasn't obviously religious, so that wasn't a problem. Although maybe people suspected I might be a Protestant.
Your Church of England, aren't you?
Weren't particularly bothered about that. The fact that once you drank in the pub and drank Guinness and got along with everybody else, that was okay.
Yeah.
So, and I found that the farming background in England led to a lot of common points of interest with people here. So there was no real barriers, effectively.
Okay.
Rural people have the same problems everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think religious differences will be fairly low down on the list.
No, it's been really positive last few hours with yourself, and interactions have been fascinating. Just got a minute left. Maybe if you just want to reflect and be in Wicklow for 10, 15 seconds, and then maybe tell people where they can find more about yourself online.
About living in Wicklow?
Yeah, just 10, 15 seconds. This is like Radio 4 interview. You've only got 10 seconds.
And current situation.
Yeah,
well, at the moment, I'm single, of course, at the moment. But when I came here, there's a group of friends. We used to hike together. And we all lived in Dublin, so we came down at the weekends, and so then we rented a house and lived together, and one by one they've got, or two by two they've got married, so Veronica, there were three of us left in this house, four actually, one stage, then one of them stopped coming, he lived in Dublin, and then there was, late in the end, there was just myself and Veronica, and Veronica died about 10 years ago, unfortunately, so that was it. And I've carried on since, actually, trying, living a sort of a pseudo country life.
Well, that's fantastic. John, thanks so much for your time. See you next.